Someone else who stood his ground, Wolf Blitzer, in the exchange with Newt Gingrich, you went really back and forth on the appropriateness of a question. I just want to show that exchange to our viewers.
Earlier this week, you said Governor Romney, after he released his taxes, you said that you were satisfied with the level of transparency of his personal finances when it comes to this. And I just want to reiterate and ask you, are you satisfied right now with the level of transparency as far as his personal finances?
Well, you know, you and I have a great relationship. It goes back a long way. I'm with him. This is a nonsense question. The four of us agree for the rest of the evening, we'll actually talk about issues
Speaker,
that relate to governing America.
Mr. Speaker, you made an issue of this week when you said that he lives in a world of Swiss bank and Cayman Island bank accounts. I didn't say that, you did.
I did, and I'm perfectly happy to say that on an interview on some TV show, but this is a national debate where you have a chance to get the four of us to talk about a whole range
of
issues.
But if you make a serious accusation against Governor Romney like that, you need to explain that.
You want to try again? I mean,
wouldn't it be nice if people didn't make accusations somewhere else that they weren't willing to defend here?
A really interesting exchange, and I mean, I think it contributed to the idea that a lot of people felt Newt Gingrich was somewhat flat tonight.
You know, he was the one who raised that issue of the Cayman Islands, the Swiss bank accounts. He made a very serious allegation against Mitt Romney. I thought it would be a good opportunity for him to clarify, explain what he meant by that. And he didn't want to talk about it. And then when I finally pressed him on it and didn't back down, he responded.
There have been a number of allegations obviously made on the campaign trail that showed up tonight. Ari Fleischer, one of the other things that the